Well, Nathan, you said you did the 1,000 miles in 1985. What is it about these long, long races that that you like?
Well, it's just that there's no sense of time. There's no sense of... It's like spending 20 years as a monk in a cave, but it's a short version.
When you ran in 85, you ran the full thousand miles?
No, I did 800 some miles. It was very difficult. I think only three people finished it.
That wasn't the end of your running, though, in 85.
No, I ran... A few years later, I won a 24-hour race. And that was my last year of running seriously.
Well, what draws you out here? I mean, what... You say you come out once or twice through the summertime. And what do you feel when you come here?
Well, there's a happiness of this sense that it's so long. They're here day after day, and they just keep going. There's a, you know, it's a full exploration of their, of many aspects of what they are and of what they're searching for. You don't know why you're doing it, and you don't know when you watch a person go by why they're at this moment or that moment. It's never known. 10 years after you run a race, you don't know. You still don't. You're still learning why you did it. Still learning what comes from it. And to watch these particular runners compete, but not compete. You know, they're transforming competition into a more serene and aspiring feeling. It becomes aspiration purely at certain points, and the purity of aspiration is always hard to achieve.
Thank you.